Pardon me?
He got it started.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Good morning. Happy New Year. It's already January 2nd. The days are getting longer. You can tell. If you look at the hunting regulations, there's 6 more minutes of hunting today than there was a couple weeks ago. So obviously, the days are getting longer. There is a true saying that applies to January, and that is the days are getting longer, but the cold is getting stronger. That rings true this morning, and I'm grateful to all who traveled, who braved the cold this morning to gather to worship our King. Thanks also goes to Tom for arriving early and turning on the heat. Today, as we begin 2022, I want to talk about resolutions. Human resolutions versus Christian resolutions. Because we are both. We are humans. We have our human nature, and we are Christians. I went on the computer the other day and looked up the 10 most common resolutions of 2021. Take a guess what was number one.
Lose weight.
Lose weight. Every year, I think. And since back in the 50s, I remember there were ads for weight loss products. If these things really worked, I wouldn't be eating all these cookies. Exercise is number 2. Get organized. Number 3, learn a new skill or hobby. Live life to the fullest. That sounds like gusto. I didn't even know what that means. Save more money, spend less money. Quit smoking. I believe that if everybody who has smoked, and most people have quit, and if they haven't quit, they don't really want to quit. I don't know how that made the list. Spend more time with family and friends. Let's all go down to Fellowship Hall after church. And fellowship. And travel more and read more. I found 2 other ones from another list that are kind of important, I think. One is disconnect from your phone. A lot of people set that as a resolution. Disconnect from the phone, from the television. And also a big one, don't worry. A lot of people have that on their resolution list. Do not worry. There are in the Bible 365 instances when the Bible says, do not worry, do not be anxious, do not be afraid, fear not. That's one for every day of the year. So in 2022, every day of the year, we do not have to worry. Those are the types of resolutions that we make on a human level. I got to put in one more. I was watching TV this morning on Fox and Friends. One of the guys says he wants to stop chewing his nails. I thought, buy a clippers. It's done with. I don't get it. These are the types of resolutions we make on a human level, but we also make resolutions in our Christian walk, don't we? When I awake in the morning, just like you, I pray. I always conclude my prayers by saying, Lord, I pray that my life will glorify you today. Don't we all want that? The Westminster Catechism says in its first bullet point, the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Amen. During our life, our chief end is to glorify God. And then at the end of our life, we can enjoy him in eternity. I love that. I am earnest in my morning prayers, but every day I fail. I have a recent example of my failure that hurts me and makes me feel good. I have a friend who I've known for about 30 years. He's a good guy. 25 years ago, he was a young man in his early 20s, living with his wife and a baby in a mobile home on a barren, windy ridge. And he started a new job, the kind of job a college kid might take for the summer. No real future in it. At that time, I thought it was a temporary thing until something better came along. Now, a quarter century later, he has worked that into a successful business. The home he lives in used to belong to a successful attorney who is now retired. He has a strong marriage to a loving wife, and he has a great relationship with his grown children. He's the kind of guy I'm glad to know. And yet, he's never given a thought about the Lord. I saw him recently, and he said, "Hey, Chris, what do you know?" I looked at him silently for 2 or 3 seconds. In my mind, I was shouting, "I know Jesus is real. I know God loves us. He wants us to be with him in heaven forever." That's what I was saying in my head. But what came out of my mouth was not much. Remember that I said this incident made me feel bad and good? Immediately I felt bad because I had a chance to glorify God and I failed. But I also felt good because I know that even in my weakness, God loves me and forgives me. How can we know that God loves us when we fail him? I don't get messages from the spirit world. We have God's holy word. We have his holy word. And how do we know this? I'm going to go to John 13, start at verse 36. And this is when, at the Last Supper, when Jesus has told the disciples that he's going to have to leave them. And here's what, we'll pick it up at 36. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow, but you will follow me later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now?" And here's where he made his resolution. "I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. Peter meant that when he said it, didn't he? And don't we all make resolutions to God? "God, I'm going to be in church every Sunday this year." And we don't succeed. I'm going to pick this up in John 18 now. Okay, this is where Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Jesus has been taken from the Mount of Olives to the high priest's home. And John and Peter followed Jesus there. Peter knew Caiaphas, and he had an in. And he went into the courtyard, and then he came to get Peter, vouched for Peter to get Peter in. Well, there's a lady. This is so neat. The other disciple, probably John, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the girl on duty there at the gate, and brought Peter in. And I could just see this girl on duty at the gate looking at her clipboard. And she says, "You're not one of his disciples, are you?" And Peter replies, "I am not." It was cold. He went inside. He got in because he got checked off. And there was a fire because it was a chilly night, and the officials were and the priests were standing around the fire. And Peter was warming himself around the fire. And one of the officials looked at him and says, "You're not one of his disciples, are you?" And Peter says, "I'm not." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off. You remember that story. Peter cut off the guy's ear. I love this man. "Didn't I see you with him, meaning Jesus, at the olive grove?" Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the rooster crowed. Jesus had told him what was going to happen, and it happened. Now, if we go back to move on to 21, let's see here. John chapter 21, to bring this to a close, we'll start at verse 15. This is after the resurrection, and Jesus and the disciples are together. "When they'd finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord, you know I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep.' And a couple verses later, he said, 'Follow me.'" Simon Peter the rock upon which Jesus built his church utterly failed Jesus three times after making a resolution to die with him. What did Jesus do? Did he say, "Peter, I trusted you, you let me down, I can't use you anymore"? No, he forgave him. And he forgives us. Every time, every day, for all our inadequacies, his grace abounds. Peter denied him three times. Jesus poured his grace out on him three times. Every time we fail, his grace is poured out on us. That's what made me happy when I failed. I'm going to tell another story on Peter. I love this guy. I think he's so human. You know, he's one of the most, his behavior is so human, we can all relate to it. This comes from Matthew chapter 14. I'm going to start at verse 27. What leads up to it, this is when Jesus had preached to 5,000 people. He told the disciples, "Get in the boat and go to the other side of the lake." Jesus wanted to go up on the mountain by himself and commune with God, the Father. When he was done, he came down, and what did he do? He walked across the lake to get to the boat. The men in the boat looked back, and they looked out there, and they thought it was a ghost. They couldn't see him clearly, but who else would be walking on the water but a ghost? Here's where we pick it up. But Jesus said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Right there's two of those "do not be afraid" phrases that we can live by. "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." Remember a couple weeks ago we had that wind, that straight line wind that came through? 50, 60, 65 miles an hour, 9:30 at night. I wasn't afraid, but I wanted to be prepared. And that, so I got up out of bed. I've been in bed for an hour. Got up to check and make sure the trees were not blowing down on the house. Actually, Tony got me up. And that's what I think of. Peter got down, he walked, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. Imagine being out in a little boat and that straight line wind came across. He was afraid, and they were afraid, and it was with good reason. He began sinking, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. When we worry about the storms of life and we begin to sink, the loving hand of our Lord will be there for us. Always. This list of resolutions that I had read earlier came from the Journal of American Clinical Psychologists. And the Society of Clinical Psychologists, said we will succeed in our resolutions about 4% of the time. But God's perfect word tells us he will be there 100% of the time. Amen. At this time, we have another hymn, right? But if you will stand and join me.